This is Sean with Voices of Racing. I'm speaking with Dennis Smithberg. Dennis, we were just able to do almost an hour of kind of an overview arc of your entire life in racing, which started back in the day. You were born in 47, and you really kind of started in the game in the beginning of 71. Is that right?
That's right.
All right, so the major purpose is for the people and also the old-timers themselves being able to hear the stories of the other guys, as well as the public being able to learn about the details of the history, and also the old-timers being able to pass on, you know, their vocal interviews to their families and other people, and getting perspectives of, you know, yourself hypothetically talking about Troy Ruttman or Charlie Patterson or whatnot. So what do you think about what we're trying to accomplish, and how did you enjoy as far as the hour interview for yourself?
Well, I enjoyed the interview. I feel very honored to be able to contribute to it. I've got in front of me a list of 65 names of drivers, mechanics, and team manager that I could tell stories for an hour on each one of them, but very instrumental in my upbringing and tootling along all of the different things that we had to do, from pit boards to radios to all through those transitions. And the technology has allowed us all to be involved, and we've just become one big family. And the old timers organization and your ability to interview people as you're doing is just great. We aren't going to lose these stories, and the families have them, just like Toddie Ruttman is trying to keep up with her heritage of Troy in 1952 and his win. And Charlie Patterson's been there 65 years with a lot of them, from Parnelli and some of them on. It's just amazing, the people that you meet.
Well, and the bigger goal is to utilize, you know, the old-timers website, so then people can go there in general and be able to look up the guy's name, see his pick, sure, and then listen. And I think as it grows, you know, it can essentially kind of feed on itself, and there'll be others that'll want to contribute to stories about the legends themselves to get those outside perspectives. And so I really appreciate the time we've had. I look forward to doing, you know, a segment about your memories with Charlie Patterson and also with Troy Ruttman to get those perspectives. But I've learned a lot from your point of view as well, and I think that's the bigger point, is that everybody can kind of learn from each other's perspectives, but also reminisce from those great moments and tragedy moments too, and learn from them.
Well, we don't want people thinking Roger Penske's just some businessman that bought the track.
Right.
We want them to know his history and where he came from. And he's been very instrumental in all of this racing, too. He drove, and then he brought those cars to Indy, and he's just, what, got 19 victories? I don't know.
Well, and this weekend, he's doing something revolutionary this weekend at the track. It's the first IndyCar NASCAR doubleheader road course.
You are true. You are right.
That's
yep.
Pretty fun. I'm going to be there in the garages and the pits getting some Voices of Racing interviews, but it's going to be interesting. But I just wanted to say thank you very much, and I look forward to being able to help preserve the voices of all the guys that really made it happen, and it's been an honor being able to talk to you, Dennis.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right.
Appreciate
just,
it, John.
You got it. Just
okay.
Stay on the line. All right.
Okay.